And of course, State of Origin Game 2 is on tonight for the men in Sydney at ANZ Stadium. So hopefully the Blues can get up and level the series. But this Friday night, we'll be watching the women take to the field at Sunshine Coast Stadium Friday night for the women's State of Origin, which is, a lot more high pressure than the men because they only get one game for their series. But we'll be watching, of course, because there are a few locals playing for the Blues side this Friday night. And joining me right now is one of the girls that's going to be putting on the Blues jersey. It's Cobargo's own Millie Boyle. Hello, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well, and it's good to chat to you again. It's been a few years now. I think the last time we spoke, you were still playing rugby union and you'd just been named for the Australian side to be sent over to Ireland. But, of course, you come from a very league-centric family and now you're playing rugby league again. Did they help convince you to come back to the code?
Yes, it would have been for the Wallaroos. I started playing both of the sports last year, so just kind of picked it up. Wasn't really anyone's influence, just wanted to do it.
Yeah, and you've been going great guns. Of course, you play with the Brisbane Broncos and you and the rest of the team walked away with your third consecutive grand final win a couple of weeks back. You must be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love my team up at the Bronx and, yeah, it was really cool to come away with that. And next job now, focused for Origin, is Friday.
Yeah, because it is going to be a little strange, I guess, for you Friday because there's 12 of your fellow Broncos players are in the Queensland squad, so you're like sort of almost the odd one out playing up against them, running on in the Blues jersey.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with the comp being so small at the moment, obviously a lot of the Broncos girls make up the Queensland squad. So, yeah, it will definitely be interesting. And I play club with a lot of these girls at Burley and obviously at Bronx as well. So it will be interesting, but I'm really excited and looking forward to playing with the New South Wales girls. And it was such an awesome vibe and we had so much fun last year and we're really enjoying camp at the moment as well. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
And how does it work with you going into Queensland? Because you play with the Broncos, so did you have to do the whole bubble thing or were you good to go?
Yeah, so we had to do the bubble while we were in NRLW for Broncos.
Right.
Where we just had to home isolate. We had charter flights to our games on the day of our games and then we could only leave our house for training and games. So we walk past the Queenslanders every day. We're in the same little place. It's kind of all fenced off and we're all in one area kind of quarantining until our game.
You're almost describing yourself like zoo animals or something. We're in our enclosure. And
pretty much.
Have you had a chance to check out the Sunshine Coast at all while you've been up there, though? Or you've just been trapped inside? That's it.
Yeah, no, there's been no, apart from going to the stadium, sometimes to train on the field there, we're just at Twin Waters where we're staying at the moment.
And, of course, you're born and bred in Cobargo. Have you had a chance to come back to the far south coast recently? When's the last time you managed to take a trip down this way?
The last time I was down would have probably been at the start of the year through COVID and a bit of isolation. So I went down and stayed with my dad for a while with my brother, just down on the farm in Korma outside of Cobargo. So yeah, that was the last time I was down and I haven't been able to get down since then because the borders from Queensland. So, yeah, hopefully get back soon.
Yeah, well, we can't wait to see you down this way again. And how are you feeling ahead of Friday night's clash there on the Sunshine Coast? It's not like with the men's games, you guys get one shot at this, don't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just a one go. But, I hope so. We've been training and preparing to play the best game that we can. And yeah, like you said, we don't get a second shot at it. So there will be some good footy played. So yeah, it'll just come down to who's most keen.
Well, good luck on Friday night, Billy. We'll all be cheering for you.
Thanks so much, Brad.